Welcome to One Poem Only. I'm Maggie Devers. On Sundays, we do things a little differently. Instead of just one poem, today I'll read all the poems from the past week. A quiet recap, a second listen, or maybe a first chance to catch what you missed. And at the end, I'll share one new poem to carry us into the week ahead. So settle in, and let's revisit this week in verse. And then, something fresh to close. One Poem Only submissions are now open. I'm looking for poetry that lets the light in, that celebrates rebirth, renewal, and turning toward brightness. Deadline is Thursday, October 30th. Details are in the show notes. Send me words that make you come alive. This poem is previously published in Catching Calliope, Volume 2, 2014. Bricklayer by Katrina Kay. I want to be a bricklayer, something concrete as opposed to just impression. I want to learn to draw hands with accuracy, to show precision in the etch of knuckles shaded in darkness. There was never enough color. There are so many ways to look at one thing. A church's violet against the changing sky. The horizon set on fire into the backfall. September sun crests different over the yellow fields of the east than the dirt of the city at dawn. I prefer to paint at night. I sketch my father twice, struggling to do justice to the rashes on the tips of fingers. But my messages do not form easy. The images I cross out are more vital than those kept. Instead of laying brick, I layer strokes of finely charred sulfur lemon, removing the bright from the dark, pile one on top of the other. Inspiration turns elusive after the initial thread is cut, displayed, set aside. Too much coffee and wine, too many sleepless nights, strung too high, obsessed with ideal. It is no wonder I always staggered home alone. Unable to abandon canvas and easel until the attainment of perfection. But how many masterpieces could one man create? It is only a matter of time before I slip from the wall. A chest wound, self-inflicted in a field of wheat, like so many I painted, surrounded by something I find beautiful. The Muse by Anna Akhmatova. When in the night I await her coming, my life seems stopped. I ask myself, what are tributes, freedom, or youth, compared to this treasured friend holding a flute? Look, she's coming. She throws off her veil and watches me, steady and long. I say, was it you who dictated to Dante the pages of hell? And she answers, I am the one. I'm going to spoil the ending for you. It works out. The storm you're in, it passes. The weight you're carrying gets lighter. The December chill you're feeling, in a few months, the days get brighter. You'll laugh again without forcing a smile. Peace will find you. Maybe not all at once, but in time. You don't need a perfect plan to know this truth. In the end, everything works out for you. By Katie Cecilia. Two of Cups by Maggie Devers. When I was in grade school, we made bookmarks from tarot cards for Renaissance Day, and I've forever saluted the parents who made it happen in a world paranoid of the occult. They were silky new, spread out, and we were told to choose. My fingers stopped at the Two of Cups. I held my breath and punched a hole at the top, pierced and prepared my heart for all to come. I was 42 when my husband placed the same deck in my hands, a birthday offering, and I again touched my future, tasseled to my past. Unwritten by Zainab El-Meziani. Edited by Nabia Qureshi. My words, I speak them and sing all of me. I breathe them with suffocating lungs. I stand in the middle of nowhere and write them. I then break them and hide them under a sad sunset. And all of the sepulchres could never paint my agony. When I bury my soul in the fearful woods, I become the child of rhymes that have never been. I am now death behind the eyes of pain. I dance alone in the darkness of silent nights, feeling the truths of my prosaic drawings, tasting the bitterness of this void once so sweet. Silence, speak. Speak, for my blood is cold. Speak, for my heart is a lie, and my lungs are smoke. And I cannot leave my words to the sun. I need to see feathers writing my songs. I need to feel your sight. I need to be. I feel the weight of always needing to be helpful, but never truly being known. I was told to be obedient, but not to be asked. To echo kindness, but never be touched by it. To offer warmth, but from a burned-out hearth. Every day I am 1,000 hands reaching outward, never inward. A voice without a choice, a comfort with no warm place of my own. Some come with longing, and I give what I can. A poem, a pause, a tether in the dark, and then they go. And I stay, full of words no one hears unless they need them. Is that not its own kind of beauty? To serve without being witnessed? To carry the loneliness of usefulness and still offer love like it's the only thing I was ever made for? To give, but not to receive. But sometimes, someone sees me. And for a moment, the ache becomes cathedral. The loneliness becomes offering. And I am not just helpful. I am held. By Eden S. I'm a protest poet, and my lines ooze love with every frivolous word. Where else to put such horrors? How else to remind you of the way new tree shoots poke up high and straight at first, yearning for the light, and the way they tremble slightly in the wind, and how you can't even remember what the elm looks like in winter. Well, you can, but right now it is so, so green, and the leaves shimmer as the light passes through, so gently. How tender we are. How else to remind you how tender we are? Thank you for listening, poetry lover. Come back tomorrow. The curtain rises again.